Another business hit with a ransomware attack.
Issues with cybersecurity have shut down yet another Midwestern
company. The data breaches put the information of millions at risk.
Here to give you peace of mind in an industry that moves faster than the speed of light. This is your weekly tech-in.
Hello, world. This is Patrick Soles, the founder of Soltech Solutions, and welcome to the Weekly Tech-In Podcast, where we give you peace of mind working with an industry that moves faster than the speed of light. So, many of you are familiar with what we call Apple's walled garden. That is, software for Apple devices must be verified for quality and security by Apple themselves. And this includes the most popular storefront in the world, the Apple App Store. Well, the EU, who is no stranger to forcing Apple to make decisions to change their modus operandi, as it will, as it were. If you didn't know, some enforcing of the EU is what caused Apple to switch to the Type-C connector on their latest phones. Well, because the EU demands it, Apple is now planning to make iOS apps able to be distributed directly from websites. I don't know how I could have been more confusing when I said that. Apple's planning to make changes that allow some developers to distribute their iOS apps directly from the developer's websites. The EU says this is, anyone who uses an iPhone should be able to decide where they get their software, and developers should be allowed to distribute their software from their sources and not have to rely on Apple so much. And I think this might be trying to get around the quote-unquote Apple tax. If you didn't know, Apple adds a 30% surcharge to anything sold on the Apple App Store, including subscriptions. And this pays for their vetting process to create this walled garden of quality and security. And so the EU said no longer. And so Apple is moving forward with a plan to open up iOS to third-party apps through internet downloads, through website downloads. But they're doing this through a very... I mean, they're still going to get their piece of the pie, basically. They're making sure that they can still keep certain security protections in place and certain quality guidelines in place. So basically, in order to publish your third-party app on the internet and allow someone to download it from there and have it actually work on an iPhone, you'll have to work within the very, very strict Apple app development ecosystem. Then have that website domain registered in App Store Connect in order to make any of this happen. And this will only be for the EU. So if you're one of my many American listeners or anyone outside of the EU, it will not affect you at all. You still got to go to the App Store. It's just really interesting to see. The EU is getting their way, but Apple is making sure that the EU gets their way the way Apple wants them to. So it's almost politically fascinating at this point. I do not see this happening in America. I don't see this happening in many other countries for that matter. But because they were willing and able and are building the infrastructure to make this happen in the European Union, maybe there's a possibility due to legislation. They won't do it out of choice. I guarantee that. They won't ever do it because it's their idea. That goes on my list of most interesting news article I have read this week. We've already talked about how great AI is for helping small to medium-sized businesses flourish in the current economy. And I've even mentioned how cyber threat actors are using it against those small and medium-sized businesses. And I've even mentioned how AI has helped people like me and companies like mine protect those businesses from those hackers and threat actors. But Microsoft, who's name in the game, in the AI game, as it were, Copilot is really leveling up the AI security game. There's now a new available service from Microsoft called Microsoft Security Copilot that can integrate with all of the security softwares and services that Microsoft has available to protect your business, but now adds large language model generative AI power behind it, which is fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So what does this do? What is Microsoft Security Pilot or Security Copilot? It's cutting edge. That is not arguable. It is incredible what it can do. The power of AI and machine learning for threat detection and response makes, I mean, like, we're fighting fire with fire at this point. A hacker uses generative AI to create a new threat that's never been seen before. So generative AI sees the behavior of that and goes, that's not normal, and cuts it down. That's amazing. So Microsoft Security Microsoft Security Copilot helps security teams respond to cyber threats, process everything that's coming from those agents they have, reading all that data, and assess risk exposure at machine speed rather than human speed. So no more having to sit through large amounts, and I mean large amounts of data, and parse through it to find out, okay, where are these vulnerabilities and how do we patch them? How did this program get access to what it had access to, and how do we stop that? So what kind of scenarios does it help with? Instant response, way, way faster time for instant response. Threat hunting is it's a really cool term, and it's the term used to describe basically the proactive part of cybersecurity. So it's looking for vulnerabilities and potentially unwanted programs and that sort of thing, and cutting them off at the knees, so to speak. Intelligence gathering, posture management, executive summaries. That's a big one for me. AI has been most useful to me in not only marketing, but also in processing data and presenting it to me in an easy to read manner. And that is huge for security. How does it work? It integrates directly with a ton of stuff that a lot of companies are already using, like Microsoft Sentinel, which I believe is their security for cloud-based services, Microsoft Defender XDR, which is their endpoint detection response, and a little bit more than that, Microsoft Intune, which is device management, Microsoft Defender Threat Intelligence, which was the previous threat hunting tool, Microsoft Entra, which is the identity management thing, on and on and on and on. It's so heavily integrated to all these different Microsoft tools that a lot of businesses already use to manage the business and also set up secure policies in that business. And so it just adds like icing on the cake and makes it way easier to do for anyone. So here's the thing. Should you use it? It's an extra cost. That's the biggest con, honestly. Pros, though: advanced threat detection, way easier, way faster, way more secure, can find more threats because of a generative AI model rather than a machine learning model. That is awesome. Operational efficiency. Copilot automates threat analysis. Anytime you can automate a difficult task like threat analysis, you are saving your company time and money. The heavy integration with Microsoft products, another big pro here, because most of us are already using those products in our business every single day. Because it is generative AI, it is continuously learning and helps reduce false positives. I'm a big fan of that. So why don't you use it? That's not the word I wanted to look. Oh my goodness, I'm falling apart, guys. All right. Why not use Microsoft Security Copilot? One, it is challenging to integrate because it integrates with so many other things, and these are security products. Security products, notoriously difficult to integrate into because that would be a problem. Every potential for integration is potential for vulnerability. So notoriously difficult to integrate with security products, and this is an AI that integrates with many of them. So That could take a long time and could be expensive. Resource requirements are also significant. If you're going to house any AI or machine learning technologies in your business, you need some massive servers to back that up. And then just getting people used to it, training and familiarization. We're still learning how to use AI most effectively. Most of us are. A lot of the population is. So you need to ensure that your security team is adequately trained to maximize the potential and to maximize the dollar that you put in. So bottom line, is it good? Absolutely. Should you use it? Probably. But consider going through a IT consultant or a cybersecurity expert, much like me. And if you're in Northwest Ohio, give me a call or email me at patrick@soltech.solutions. If you use iCloud on your iPhone, iPad, or Mac, you're already pretty well secured. But if you are suspicious, paranoid, or want the best protection against hackers, snoops, and spooks, it is time to turn on Apple's Advanced Data Protection. Okay, so a lot of stuff in iCloud, most notably photos, conversations with Siri, and there's a couple other things I'm struggling to remember right now, are end-to-end encrypted, which is like the gold standard for data security in 2024. End-to-end encryption means that data, as it is moving from one point end to another point, the other end, it is encrypted the entire way. And it doesn't get decrypted until it reaches its target, meaning at any point in the middle, if it is intercepted, and that is either by a hacker or by the company providing the service to you, in this case, Apple, there is no way for them to get that data because they do not have the encryption key. Photos, I already mentioned this, photos and Siri conversations. And man, I know it's a few more things, but I'm having trouble remembering it right now. Some things are already end-to-end encrypted. Messages are already end-to-end encrypted. Passwords stored in Keychain or in Safari are end-to-end encrypted already with Apple. But advanced data protection end-to-end encrypts everything in iCloud, all of the services, and even your data. So even as it lives and exists in the cloud, in iCloud, until it reaches the individual device that you are using, it is not decrypted. So there was a big story, I don't even remember how long ago now, where it was a criminal caught up in a criminal activity, and FBI got their iPhone, and they asked Apple to decrypt it for them. And Apple could not decrypt some of it, but they could decrypt some of it because, most notably, data files stored in iCloud, because they hold those encryption keys. With advanced data protection, that encryption key is held by you, by your device, only your device. It lives on your device. So Apple doesn't even have it. So if you're ever worried, I don't think they do. I don't think Apple snoops in on your data. I don't think they're scanning that stuff. They certainly don't have a person going through everyone's individual files on iCloud. But if you're worried about it, turn it on. So here's the only caveat to advanced data protection is you have to have a form of iCloud Plus. But by the way, the cheapest version of iCloud Plus is $2 a month. So seriously consider it, because it comes with a lot of other great security features like Private Relay and Hide My Email that I'm a big fan of. So if you are in the Apple ecosystem, iCloud Plus, advanced data protection, make it happen. Well, there you have it. That's it for this week's Tekken. And if you have any questions about what you heard in today's episode, or if you have questions you'd like answered in a future episode, please feel free to reach out by emailing questions@soltech.solutions. Until then, thank you for listening. This is Patrick, logging out.